The median rent for a one-bedroom apartment in the Mission District currently goes for about $3,500 a month. That means a renter needs to make almost $130,000 a year if they want to spend just a third of their income on rent. Candace Roberts doesn't fall into that income bracket. And when the rent went up on her room in the Mission a few years ago, she decided she could no longer afford to stay there or anywhere in the city. So she packed up her things and took a chance on a life without a permanent place to live. Here's her story.
My name is Candace Roberts, and I am a local singer-songwriter and cabaret performer in San Francisco. And as a way to stay in San Francisco, I sort of fell into pet sitting. Let's go, Kuma. This is one of my dogs, Kuma, who's a regular, and he's really sweet. He's a big 75-pound dog. We're about to go for a walk.
Come on, Kuma.
So I essentially live in my clients' homes and watch their animals while they're gone, either for business or vacation.
It's almost amazing. Like I always say, there's like a pet sitting puppeteer in the heavens that, I mean, my gigs line up almost seamlessly, and often I'll have like 5 empty days 1 month and someone will call at the last minute and they want those exact 5 empty days.
Okay, you can ignore them, Kuma. I never intended to do this actually, but it's a way that I just felt so frustrated being in San Francisco, not being able to have any time to write and perform, and just doing jobs I really had no interest in and was just feeling just a lot of desperation in those jobs. I mean, I've done everything, and so I feel like this was a way to finally be able to work on my own stuff but stay in San Francisco. Here we gotta pick up a dog poop. I had sort of been pet sitting just kind of casually for about a year for a few people. Then all of a sudden there was this 1 month, I guess it was in 2011 or 2012, where I got booked solidly 1 month and I still had my place, and I was like, my rent had just gone up and I thought, God, maybe I could actually do this. It felt hopeful. I mean, it also just felt really scary because I mean, there were, in the early days of doing this, sometimes clients would cancel and I would just freak out. I was like, oh my God, where am I going to stay? It just felt like this really, I don't know, brought up a lot of existential angst. Just like, where am I? Who am I? What am I doing? And just kind of rootless, groundless. So it was pretty scary in the beginning. So I have these enormous keychains. My mom loves to sort my keychains for me because they're gigantic. And I have keys to about, I don't know, 30 homes in the city.
Here's some water.
I grew up in Fremont. Since I was 2, I lived in Fremont in the Bay Area, which is about an hour away. As a kid, we always used to come into the city for events, and it was always so magical. Every time we would cross the Bay Bridge, my dad would always say, "Welcome to the Emerald City," and it was it felt like that. It felt kind of like the Emerald City.
I fell in love with a girl who was sort of a saint, and her name was San Francisco. She had long wild hair and a loud belly laugh. She said, "Come as you are, you can fly whatever flag." It was love. It was love.
I wrote this song called "Not My City Anymore" in 2013. I had a lot of pet sitting clients in the Castro, and about 6 or 7 or 8 high rises went up in the Castro that were just, I don't know, very symbolic to me of everything that San Francisco had become. And it's just, I think I said to a friend, I was like, oh, it's not my city anymore. And then the song just came out.
Now she's not my city anymore.
Most of my gigs, I'd say, I mean, it's an average of like 3 to 10 days, I'd say. Some a little shorter, some a little longer. You know, when I get a long gig, I'm really happy because then I'm not moving all the time. I think the hardest part is just any given month, I'm moving roughly, you know, 3 to 6 times a month. And it's just, the schlepping and the, you know, the cleaning and the, it's just, that part gets old. This is little Mandy. So originally they had 2 dogs and their other dog just died about 5 weeks ago. So Mandy and the other one were little partners and now they're, it's just Mandy. And we can take her for a walk. Let me get a bag down here. All right. You know, speaking of the kind of tenuous nature of this, business or whatever I'm doing, whatever you want to call it. One of my favorite dogs that I've been caring for about 2 to 3 years, I got a text out of nowhere from the owner that she died. And it was like, we knew she might have something, but they didn't really know. And then about half an hour later, I got an email from a client, another regular client, and I had a 2-week gig booked with them, and one of them is sick, so they canceled their trip.
Come on, let's go. Let's go, little munchkin. Come on.
So a lot of my fall gigs have seemingly fallen through, which again is like, huh, okay. Like I've got to like, I don't know, muster up some new business. I've also been thinking maybe, I ultimately don't want to be doing this for too much longer, maybe. It's been about 3 years, and so I've kind of been putting it out there that I'm ready for the next thing. So, I don't know, maybe it sort of feels like it's dissolving a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for some reason, I do trust the pet sitting puppeteer, and if my schedule's clearing, I feel like maybe something is coming. I don't know.
Come on.
We have to find the exact right spot to poop or pee. I think she's just sniffing.
Come on, Mandy, let's go. Come on.